Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Good morning again. This is Bob Oakes. Even as the Boston Globe's owner, the New York Times Company, says improved finances are making a sale of the Globe less urgent, and even as the paper's union members are rethinking contract concessions made amid threats to close the paper earlier this year, there are still two interested bidders for the Globe. One group includes members of the Taylor family, which published the Globe for more than a century. The other is a group called Platinum Equity, a private firm that specializes in turning companies around. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports on what each potential buyer might bring to the Boston Globe.
The two bidders are like night and day. One, cousins Stephen and Ben Taylor, is a nostalgic favorite. The other, Platinum Equity, is seen as a carpetbagger with deep pockets but a slash-and-burn approach. Both groups are offering a package of almost $100 million to buy the paper, less than a tenth of what it sold for 16 years ago. People who work at the Globe have mixed feelings about which bidder could successfully turn the paper around. Beth Daly has been a reporter there for 15 years.
Overall, people would like the Taylor family because they have such a wonderful reputation in this town. And for the Boston Globe, although times have changed a great deal, we don't really know what any new owner will bring us.
Under the Taylors, the paper won 12 Pulitzer Prizes and was internationally renowned. Since the family sold the Globe to the Times for $1.1 billion, the paper has shrunk. There have been several rounds of buyouts, and all foreign bureaus were closed. Few employees think ownership under the Taylors would reverse the clock. And some express concern the Taylors didn't see the problems in the industry coming and won't know how to fix them. But the possibility of Platinum Equity as owners also worries employees, says Daly.
They're worried that, you know, our core product will be stripped down even further. We all want to prevent that. I mean, that's all we have to offer to our readers, and that's our value.
Platinum Equity owns a wide range of businesses, including a fiberglass company and a commercial real estate firm. In May, it bought the San Diego Union-Tribune. It put a turnaround specialist in charge, and 3 days later, the new management laid off almost 200 people. A few months later, 112 more people were let go. Under Platinum's ownership, the Union Tribune has eliminated some sections, and reporters are covering multiple beats. And it's going hyperlocal, says Andrew Donahue, editor of The Voice of San Diego, a nonprofit online news service.
I think what's clear is that it's going to be a newspaper that's a lot more focused on sort of quick, short community stories. And it'll be interesting to see if there's any sort of dedication to in-depth or investigative or accountability reporting.
According to a former reporter who's in touch with newsroom colleagues, Platinum seems to be a decent boss. It's restored earlier pay cuts and 401k contributions, and it's offered better health benefits. The owners are projecting the Union Tribune will turn a $5 million profit this year. Donahue says employees are optimistic.
For a long time, the newspaper seemed sort of rudderless. It was directionless, and it was for sale, and nobody really knew what was coming next. So you've seen, since the new owners have taken over, you've seen at least a sense of purpose, an idea, a vision of where the newspaper is going to go and what they're going to do.
Platinum Equity and the Taylor family declined to speak about their visions for the Boston Globe.
I'm not sure there's going to be a great deal of difference in how the two parties can operate the paper.
Mark Jerkowitz used to write about the media for the Globe. He's now an analyst at the Pew Research Project for Excellence in Journalism.
On the one hand, you've got these people who have loved and cared and nurtured for this paper for a long time. They have local roots. And then on the other hand, you have folks from out of town who are all about the bottom line, maximizing profits, don't have any institutional relationship with the paper. It seems like a no-brainer.
But it's not, says Jerkowitz. Any new owner will face tough questions about the size of the staff, whether they should still print newspapers or charge for online access. And any new owner is buying a demoralized staff, declining circulation, and an uncertain future. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.